two straight weeks, teams have run a fake punt against you, seemingly random situations. What are they seeing?
I don't know, man. We're not stopping it. Yeah. I just think, you know, the situations are long shots. I mean, you don't think that there's going to be a fake there. I mean, obviously that's what a fake is for, but those situations, we got a punt return. Look, we got six guys in the box, so they're taking a chance doing that. I mean, if we stop them right there, I mean, when we stop them, we get great field position and we end up scoring on offense and everything's great. It was a great effort by them. It was a good call. It's good. Got to give them credit.
At least last week, it looked like at least a couple of your guys.
Yeah, I mean, we were on it. I mean, we knew it was coming. I mean, we had six guys in there. Three guys tried to make the tackle. I mean, we were right there. The kid made a great effort running the ball. And second effort, he got the first down. So, you know, preferably we get those things stopped.
How do you coach that? Because it is not a situation where you'd expect a fake punt.
Right.
But, I mean, the antenna has to be up, I guess.
Yeah, the things that I can do better as a coach, I could put more guys in the box. I could be more preventative with that. But then, you know, I'm not doubling the gunners and I'm, you know, not creating a return situation. So, I mean, there's a fine line. You have to take into account who you're playing, what their mindset is. You know, I could have did a better job putting more guys in there, too, as well as a coach. But, you know, we were there to make the play.
Seems like Sorensen stopped it against Baltimore. He got
right.
He was aware of it.
Yeah, him and Demetrius, yeah, both. Yeah,
and just got blocked. I mean, it was like
Yep.
Hey, Dave, how's the return game change? And what do you have to do differently without the Anthony back there?
Well, we keep developing Frankie. Frankie's getting more and more confidence, and he's been close. He had a nice long return, that one that we had called back a few weeks back. You know, he's getting better and better each week, and we just keep working him. And the more games and more catches that he gets, he's gonna crack one here pretty soon.
Hold on to football, back to you, right?
Yeah, I mean that's part of his process. You know, part of the developmental process, and he's doing a better job reading the ball and, you know, and setting it up, stuff like that.
You don't change anything based on who's back there, though, right?
No. I mean, we do what we do. We block. You know, it's about blocking guys and getting him, keeping him clean so he can catch the ball without guys in his face. And, you know, we try to do the best we can there to get him started.
Is there a rule of thumb about when to bring the ball out of the end zone and kick off return?
Our rule is that if we get our hand on the ball, we're going to come out with it. You know, unless we're catching the ball going backwards. Yeah. 8-9 deep, you know, we'll stay in. Or if it's a dribbler and they created some hang time by us not feeling it right away, we'll stay in. But if we catch the ball cleanly, you know, and you watch our tape, we're coming out. So we like to put pressure on the kickoff team. I think they, you know, the opposing teams know that.
Buffalo, San Diego, Cleveland, Dustin's numbers were down. Common denominators, they were all in that wind tunnel, you call it.
Yeah, right.
How much of a factor has that been?
Weather plays a factor in punting. You know, every time you drop the ball moves a little bit, it changes things. So, but Dustin, by his own admission, the last two games hasn't had his best games. I mean, he's been great all year, but the last two, a little down. You know, the weather has something to do with that, but he's experienced enough to be able to handle that, and we expect him to bounce back in the next few games here.
Should be able to handle, especially in Arrowhead, because he has so much.
Yeah, he has knowledge. He has knowledge of it, and he knows where the wind patterns are. You know, we're also, at the same time, we're facing a real good returners both weeks here, two good units. You know, and he we asked him to do some different things as far as punting the ball, maybe out of bounds at times, and that's a little different than what he's used to.
Well, one thing that I know a lot of fans don't know is how many different levels of wind there is inside there.
Yeah, I mean, you, if you look at the flags, it's opposite. What the flags will blow this way, it hits on one side and blows back across the field the opposite. So, you know, we understand those winds, and I think that's an advantage for us.
What did Daniel do well besides get his hand up and block field goal?
He got great get off. And then, really, I mean, it's a team effort thing. We had Tyvon Branch on the outside, and he had a great get off. So him having a great get-off made the wing put both hands on him, and it left Dan unblocked. So, and he had to get his leg down real quick, his foot, and then got up tall and kept his eyes open and, you know, blocked it. I mean, it comes with effort. I mean, and really it's the whole unit really deserves a lot of credit.